Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to more Boston Sports Talk. Gresh and Keith on EEI.
Bruce, with Tuba, is it a situation where you have to watch him carefully in the early going, see how he is? What was the determining factors that made you decide to go with him?
He's ready to go, Steve, so that's it. It's that simple. He's our starting goalie, and he's healthy and ready to go, and let's hope he's on tonight and we're better in front of him than Game 5.
Bruce Cassidy earlier today, again, further like confusing all of us as the Bruins head coach as we get ready for Game 6. Tonight between the Bruins and the Islanders. Bruins lose, they go home. Did he use the word healthy or am I hearing things? He said he's healthy and ready to go. Did I miss that?
He's ready to go, Steve. So that's it. It's that simple. He's our starting goalie and he's healthy and ready to go.
Come on.
Now he's healthy?
Now he's healthy.
He needed that third period off. That third period is the sweet elixir. And when the old Lazarus pit.
And you and I are Cassidy guys. We like this dude. He's straightforward. He's gotten tongue-tied a little bit in trying to kind of cover for Tuca in all of this.
We're not going to bitch about it.
But I think what happened is he just left out an important word, and that is enough. He's healthy.
There you go.
Enough.
Enough.
Because he said, he, being Bruce Cassidy, has said that he's dealing with something. And Tuukka Rask has said, well, I'm out there, so I'm okay. He's hurt. He's clearly hurt. You don't start talking about, well, the guy's played a lot of games and maintenance. You don't talk about maintenance. Because that doesn't mean that he was pulled due to performance in Game 5. It means he's dealing with something else. And so now all of a sudden he's healthy. So I think it just means he's healthy enough. Being like, he's healthy enough to start. He's active. He's going to play. He's our number one goaltender. That part is true. He has been the entire time. Bruce Cassidy has been the head coach of the Bruins. Mm-hmm. Tuukka Rask has been their number one goalie. And now facing elimination, I think they're probably looking at it like, listen, he's the number one goalie. There's been way more good than bad from Tuukka in the postseason. It's just the most recent was the worst. And he's hurt. So that's why I was calling for Swayman. I know it won't be. Well, at least it won't be to start the game. Well, you have to find out if there's an opportunity for him at some point. But, yeah, they're going with Tuukka. This is maybe very well could be Tuukka's last ride.
Yeah, and I'm almost so wrapped up in the goalie situation, and DeBrusk is going to be in, and Richie's going to be in, and the who's in and out of the lineup. And there is that thought, by the way, that I think they're winning this game tonight. And I said that yesterday. And I kind of woke up today and I thought, should I feel nervous about this? I'm like, no.
You were nervous about Game 5, though. And you were right about it. And now you're not nervous about Game 6?
Only because I think there's going to be the appropriate response from the Bruins. And if we go back to that Game 5, we should have come away after that first period saying, man, they were up 2-0, and the joint was jumping, and the Islanders had no chance. And instead, after 20 minutes, it's tied at 1, and it was a completely different game. I really, truly believe that what we saw in the first period of Game 5 is much more reflective of where these two teams are really at against each other, to where the Bruins might not dominate on the scoreboard, but for those who would watch 60 minutes of hockey or more in some instances with this Bruins team, you realize that on the whole, they were the better team for the majority of the game.
Yeah, they were. Their penalty kill can't be that bad, can it?
No, it can't.
And that even with some of the injuries that they have, they still have enough good penalty killers on this team. They have two of the best defensive forwards in all of hockey. Like they should have enough to kill off some penalties. And even if you allow a goal, hell, a team would love to go 1-for-4 on the power play. They would take that to the bank. 3-for-4 on the power play? So if you just held the Islanders to 1-4 on the power play, you win the game.
Yep.
And so, I mean, if you held them to 2-4, you go to overtime. Like, and maybe you win the game there. And still, that's not a very good penalty kill percentage. So they need to be a lot better. They need to clean up a couple of aspects of it. And that, you know, oh, by the way, hopefully the refs are better. I'm not going to guarantee it. The refs have been bad. And by the way, the refs have been bad in every playoff series.
Yeah, they have been. The NHL officials are under siege right now.
They absolutely are. So you would hope that it's going to be better. And usually, I could be wrong, but I feel like when refs are kind of called out in all of this, and not just in this series, but kind of league-wide, and you know that, all right, the magnifying glass is going to be on this game, wouldn't you lead more towards not calling anything? Or calling everything? I think, wouldn't there be a better chance of 2 penalties tonight than 12? At least that's what I'm hoping for.
I do believe, from a theoretical standpoint, you should be right. However, I think it was pretty evident early on that the league told the refs, call it all,
they did.
We can back off. And yet, the back off hasn't really
happened.
I'm waiting
for the back off. Right? I would love to see that happen.
Because that would make sense in that, okay, let's set the tone as to how we're going to call the postseason, because you can't go from calling nothing to calling everything. But if you go from calling everything to sort of weaning it out a little bit, then that's an appropriate response and a way to handle it. But it seems like the officials, and, you know, it was always, look at the extra pair of eyes on the ice. Okay, well, now we've done that. There's still massive problems across the game. And we haven't even had, unless I missed it, and maybe you saw it and I didn't, we haven't had a player really explode yet. Or we haven't had
Pasternak answered his question. And even Cassidy, who got fined $25,000, didn't explode.
But it wasn't Tortorella.
No.
Pegging fingers, dropping F-bombs, going crazy, bunch of idiots at the league, yada, yada. Like, we haven't had anybody completely lose their mind
yet. No, it's been the gamesmanship. You know, Trotz didn't get penalized, or didn't get fined, obviously, because he was talking about the refs, but he was doing it by talking about Bergeron when he was talking about the face-off stuff. But that's clearly Bergeron's cheating and they're allowing him to cheat. So who are you talking about? You're talking about the refs. And then obviously Bruce Cassidy was a little bit more on the nose when he was doing it, but we're going to find out if that $25,000 fine was worth it. If the Bruins have 5 power plays and the Islanders have 1 or 2,
money well spent.
Holy smokes.
Yep.
You did it. But if they either don't call everything or every single thing is called for both sides, then you know what? Then, although I think what Cassidy really wanted was just even. I think he was hoping for even.
I agree.
He's not saying that.
No phantom calls, right?
Right. Like the
Corrali. That's right, the one that stands out the most.
And you would think with someone like that, too, is sometimes they call it and then maybe they get word gets back down to them like that was a horrible call and they try to go with a makeup. Like you see it all the time. Like they try to, like, next thing you know, there's another phantom call on the Islanders and like, hey, we gave you both the power play. Our bad.
Which I hate too, by the way.
It's not great.
Only makes the situation worse because then the other team gets pissed and they complain and then you're back and forth.
Game. Yeah. No, it's a mess. But they're going to be a factor in the game. I know it's sort of like a loser's mentality to sort of point to the refs, but even if you don't want to say that wasn't the reason why they lost, I'm not saying it's the reason they lost, but they became a factor in the game, and so
it's
you can't
a big
help
factor.
But, it is.
It's a major factor.
And
there
you
is
can't
no
help
question.
But think that it won't be tonight too.
I go in like you, hoping for the best, expecting the worst,
just
or
like any
bad.
Person you meet.
No, pretty much. That's exact. Now Bruins money line. Take a stab at this
money line. I think so. They're on the road.
Yep.
But I'm gonna go. But they probably are thinking maybe there's a game 7 here. They're probably just like a -110,
-135. The Bruins are the favorite tonight. As I'm looking at it on the old sportsbook, Rhode
I thought
Island
they would
app.
Be, but not by that much.
So it's Isles +115 on the money line. Bruins -135. So not a big discrepancy.
Sean, you
there.
Gonna sprinkle on this? You feeling froggy on this game or what?
I might even sprinkle a little bit on Bruins -1.5.
Yeah,
you guys are feeling real loose tonight, huh?
I was going to get, you know what, we'll get back to that with Shine because the -1.5 is +190 and the over-under for the Bees Isles tonight is 5.
Well, I love the over there.
Yeah,
okay.
I kind of do too. With an injured goalie.
I feel like the Bruins offense is going to come out humming again, kind of like they did to start the game. But I think this time they might convert a few more chances.
Chance for money!
Money!
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, think what you want about whatever these contests are. Do you want a chance at $1,000? Well, it's real simple. This hour's code word is ROCK. R-O-C-K. Code word is ROCK. Text ROCK to 72881 right now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. We'll continue this for the foreseeable future in Ooh. Terms of giving you an opportunity.
So I would win that $1,000, and then I would put it all on there you go. The Bruins.
Shy minus 1.5. So
that's...
No, here's what... I'm going to try to assume what Shime is thinking.
Oh, that's a dangerous game.
3-2, pulled goalie, empty netter, 4-2, there's your cover.
Everybody says it's empty netter.
I think this could be like another 5-2.
Chris, slap shot Shime.
You think it's going to be 5-2 now?
Yeah, I do. I think this is a 5. Wow.
The Bruins are going to lose by 3?
No, 5-2 Bruins.
Our account tweeted that 5-2 is the most dangerous lead in sports. According to the Gresh Keefe Twitter,
I believe that's a 2-point lead is the most dangerous
2
lead.
2 points?
Oh, 3-goal lead is the most dangerous hockey? Lead in sports.
He's talking about points? All right, so they won 5-2. Then they lost in overtime. They won in overtime. They lost by 3, but really won because that was, you know, 2 empty netters. And then they lost by 1. The series has been real close.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
I mean, I think, and the way, if you combine the first 3 games that they played in the postseason, there's actually a better chance. Nope. Let me check. Take that back. There's as good of a chance they go to overtime as they don't. It's 50-50 so far.
It is.
They've gone to overtime half the games.
That's pretty crazy.
That is a thin margin. Well, that's why the 1.5 scares me.
So when you go on, like for me, the Sportsbook Rhode Island app, and you see the listing for the Bruins game, you hit the arrow on the right-hand side, it opens up all the betting options, right?
Okay.
So we did the full game. First period, there's always the over. First period over, first period, like, that's pretty standard if you're, it's like betting the first 5 in baseball, right? That's the equivalent there. The Bruins are minus a half goal, so minus the half goal, plus 180. So basically, if you think the Bruins are going to end the first period but with a lead.
They were so good in game the last game of the first period, and they were still tied.
I know.
That's
the squeeze in that Barry.
One I do feel the best about was Shime said the over on the game.
5.
I like that one the best.
The only tough part about that is the over for the 5 goals is minus 140. So it's kind of juiced up a little bit.
Punk luck.
If you are confident in the Bruins, just not confident that they win by more than 2 goals, but in regulation, Bruins in 60 minutes is plus 120.
But the in 60 minutes thing is concerning. They've had 5 overtime games in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I mean, what, 4 of those were with Washington?
3. 3 with Washington, 2 in the series.
Okay, so I just clicked on that 60 minutes betting chime here on the Sportsbook app.
In regulation.
Bruins plus 115, Islanders plus 180. If you're thinking overtime, Rich Keefe, plus 340 for the draw after 60 minutes. That ain't bad. If you're enticed, if you're hooked in and thinking that after 60 minutes, we're going to be going to OT, that's a plus. For those who don't understand gambling, by the way, anytime it's plus, that means you're betting 100. Anytime it's minus, you're betting that number to win 100.
So the cheapest number there is 115, or the lowest number there is 115 for the Bruins.
Bruins are plus 115.
If you parlay that with the over of 5 because you think there's going to be a lot of goals scored,
now,
you're getting plus 270.
Over
5 Bruins and 60 at plus 270 sounds like.
You are scratching elephant belly with that one, friend.
Puck luck with Chris Slapshot Shine.
I kind of want to get in on just the game going to overtime, though. That's not a bad little... Plus
340? Yeah, just the game to end, 60 minutes to end in a tie and go to overtime. That's nice.
Plus 340.
Too.
Half the games have gone to overtime.
So now if you really want to get crafty.
And these last 2 games were essentially 1-goal games.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were freaking out like there might have been overtime in those games. They're begging you for that overtime. Plus 340. So maybe you do the one parlay that Shime said with a full unit, chop up the other, your second unit into like a half unit, and put that down on overtime.
I think you and I need to get together. I got a couple scenarios run by you.
Got some scenarios?
Yeah, I think we can. All I think right. We can
come oh, really? Yeah, you yeah. got that? You want to tell the people or no?
I don't want to give away my wizarding ways here.
Oh, geez.
You want to jinx
no,
yourself.
There's only one wizard on this show, right. And it's Rich.
Yep. Fair point.
We've already established that.
And I already said Tenorti sucks, Lozon sucks, Richie sucks, DeBrus sucks. So one of those guys will score the game winner.
First goal. Bruins minus 138, Isles minus 106.
Now, is there? Do we get into the player props at all? Like who scores a goal?
You know what?
Is that on there? You
know, I'm on all markets. It's more alternate puck.
So
line.
I got it right up in front of me.
Good. Good. What do you got?
So David Pastrnak to score the first goal of the game is plus 750.
Oh, wow.
Yes. That's
talk
the best
to me, Sean.
The first
talk to
goal
me.
Of the game.
All right, I'm going overtime at plus 340. I'm going Pastrnak to score the first goal at plus 750, and then I'm just counting my money the rest of the night.
I mean, even just to score a goal, Pastrnak is still plus 115.
Oh, my God. Well, if you think the Bruins are going to win, Pastrnak's going to score a goal, because guess what? Nobody else is.
And if you think the Bruins are going to win, that's where some of the alternate puck lines may end up giving you some betting value if you are into that.
I know he had a hat trick, and I know he had two goals yesterday, or game five, but still five goals in five games.
Ooh, the
Pastrnak's asking for
it. The 860 says, be careful on the Bruins over. Every game in the series has been 5.5. There was 9 goals in the last game, and they dropped the total to 5. Seems like the under. But again, I go back to
God.
It's how people are betting. That's what moves the market.
In this series, it's been goal totals 7, 7, 3, 5, 9. They're asking for the, and again, Tuukka's hurt.
Yep.
And you want to get on this number too before it moves, because that half point could be a big difference on between a push and a win.
Huge. There's a lot going on.
There is something.
We all have the Bruins winning tonight, right? I think there will be a game 7.
Yes, I do. And I think they win by 2 goals. So I'm Scheim, you're with me?
I'm with you. I think this is like I said, Bruins 5-2 tonight. 5-2.
They can't win by 2 because it's going to overtime. So they'll win by 1.
I mean,
that's it. That's the prediction.
Can the city, can the region deal with that?
An overtime game?
Elimination game with a goalie that people where I'm not gonna say people. There's a small segment of Bruins fans that are hoping to God he wets himself. And is eliminated so they can ship him out of town.
So there's
going to be those people. And then they're going to be the other side who are like, please, God, get me to game 7. So hopefully I see Spaz outside of TT Garden.
TT Garden. Friday, 7:30, by the way. They announced that yesterday. So it'll be another 7:30 game Friday.
Oh, yep. A 7:30 game on a Friday doesn't bother me as much.
Love it. Go, motherfucking Bruins.
Yeah.
She'll be there.
7:30 on like a Tuesday night. It's like, even tonight.
7:30? How are you getting that at 7:30? That is the normal start time.
Tonight,
these 6:30 games have infested your mind. That's not a normal start time.
They're fantastic. Nobody starts at 6:30. Scheim just whipped around quickly like there was food to be able to jump in on this.
Speaking of food,
because Rich Keefe is out of control.
I haven't even had my din-din by 6:30. How am I supposed to sit down and get ready for a game?
When do you people, eat?
It's like 8.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes we
I'm
eat
I'm not saying you're going to the early bird.
No, I eat like dinner around 8 probably.
What?
8:30?
Wow.
You're nuts.
That's a late din.
That's a real late
Well, it depends. Dinner. So if you guys want a little peek behind the curtain.
Please do.
Sometimes we have dinner planned and we eat with our child. Other times we just feed her and then we eat after her whole like bedtime routine. And then therefore you're eating 8:30.
Okay, that's fair.
Is everyone on the solids?
Oh, yeah. She eats great. I still drink my meal out of a straw, but everybody else is.
I was going to say, are you drinking a protein shake?
Not me!
Yeah.
She's got a bowl of Cheerios.
So that's
there.
Why 6:30.
Like, but the issue with the 7:30 game is, Rich, if you're right and they go overtime.
You're pushing
we're not
11.
We're not done easy. Until like 11:30, 12 sometimes.
What about need to go to bed?
Like Some of us do.
Yeah.
No, we don't. We're not the morning show. We're fine.
We still need to get some sleep.
Yeah,
Johnny just beauty rest.
What time
do you go to bed? If you had nothing to do in the morning.
You can't use me. I'm a terrible sleeper.
Got it.
I'm 6 hours a night. And if I take a nap during the day, like Monday's rough for me because I'm up till 2 a.m. right?
Yeah.
But I normally go home and take a nap the first half hour after I wait. And it's like maybe a 2-hour nap, right? So it's more than
that's
just
basically a sleep.
Well, no,
that's another sleep. 2 hours.
I am a 6 hour sleeper on the whole.
Yeah, okay.
But if I take the nap and go down for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and get up the first half hour, I'm a bear. Like, oh, yeah, me and my wife said, she's like, what is your problem?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I just woke up. Leave me alone.
That's
you
I
know?
Can't. I can't nap.
Yeah, I know.
I'm very irritable.
But if I don't, but that's the thing. Like, I've learned irritable. Over the years, though,
yeah.
that if I can bank sleep. So if I get to a weekend, yeah. I can sleep 15 hours and I kind of get caught up and then I'm okay.
Interesting.
But like super
refuel
tired me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
No, not good.
No.
No, not good.
And I've learned that over the years. So I at least try to.
But like 7:30
take a pill.
Is take
a pill. You can Adderall, nothing. Wake me up.
So like these Patriots night games just must throw you off.
No.
Or
well,
you're used to that.
Well,
least.
Yeah. See, yeah. I don't know. I honestly get. Well, first of all, now that I lost weight, I'm cold all the time.
Really
now,
cool, yeah. You
right,
need a shawl.
So I get cold all the time.
Right,
and then
it's a circulation
like the
problem.
Sleeping thing. It's now like I've never been a great sleeper, so I'm a bad and like for me. Well, last
do
night I went
those meditations.
Last night I went to bed at midnight.
Try that
up 6 a.m.
I about some melatonin.
Do you ever count sheep?
No.
Well, there's your problem right there.
I mind erase.
Mind
so that
erase.
I don't.
Well.
Jedi mind
I think we may have found part of your problem.
No, that helps you.
Obviously not you.
No,
you
well,
you
but I'm
a bad
but
sleeper.
I'm
you gotta change your pattern.
I've always been a bad sleeper, though.
Oh, I got you. All right.
Always been.
Forget that we are here. Mind wipe.
He's got the Men in Black little light
little
pen.
Flash.
Yeah, yeah, that would be the real shocker. Not that I mind erase, that I would have something from a movie that would reference mind erasing, if you know what
correct.
I mean.
Yeah,
that would be the real. Not me!
Yeah, that wouldn't be you.
That'd be the real deal. No, but seriously, but I've
never heard anybody complain about a 7:30 start, though. That is outrageous. Both of you guys should be ashamed
for
of yourselves.
For playoff hockey?
That is outrageous.
On a weeknight?
On a
Friday night,
on
great.
A school night, for God's sake.
On a Friday night, that's great.
Hey, just
actually,
wait.
Not
dude,
so much, 7:30. Saturday night, perfect.
This isn't the, you know, 9 o'clock or
stop
even like
being
the 10.
A wuss.
Thank you. It's not the 10:30.
They dilly-dally in the playoffs.
Not,
this is like a Red Sox-Yankees Sunday night
they
baseball
they dilly-dally. They drop the
it
puck
takes,
and they go.
It takes
Shine
four and a half
right.
and five
oh.
hours.
Yeah.
You're the people that have f***ed this country
this
over.
This doesn't take 5 hours.
It
Alex
will if
Jones.
It goes overtime.
This game will be over before 12:30.
Not
well, that's
maybe?
A,
yeah.
on
he
a
just
six,
said 5 hours.
On
no,
a 6:30 start, that still
half.
Means you're done at 11:30.
Four and a half.
If this goes past midnight, there's a problem.
This won't go past 10:30.
I doubt that. I think it will definitely go past 10:30, especially if it goes to overtime, like you so have predicted.
Because they
I
say,
have predicted.
Because they
I
say,
have been wrong before.
They say it starts at 6:30, but when do they really drop?
They don't actually
the puck?
Drop the puck till like 6:50.
Yeah,
7:40.
Exactly.
It'll drop at 7:40.
No, it won't drop till like 7:50.
Oh, that's right. Because tonight 7:40. It's 7:30. So yeah, you're right. So 7:30 start
anthem.
On the network. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. They factor that in. They time up the national anthem. They're not surprised by it.
But
they
TV
know when
lies.
It goes.
That's, I mean, you got to, you
TV
almost
live.
Build in
yeah,
now. When they say it's a 7:30 start.
They're going to drop the puck at
7:50.
Monday night football game. Supposed to start at 8 o'clock. Nope, doesn't start till 8:20.
No.
It'll be the
we're
same
talking about
with
this,
tonight.
7:30. So you want all games to start at what, 5 in the afternoon?
6:30. Because then it'll actually start at 6:50 right before 7. It's perfect.
No, that drove me nuts.
7 o'clock is the perfect time to actually
I
drop a
and
puck.
And by the way, wait till ESPN gets it next year. Because the NBC Sports Network is going away.
But you know what?
So you know NBC, what you're going to get? Here's 5:15 on ESPN News. Find it. Right?
ESPN The Ocho.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
seriously.
The Ocho. Oh, we love the NHL. Good luck finding it.
Yeah, right.
Good luck.
The guy who... The
you
guy,
have the 360 app? Like, no, I don't have that.
We have Colorado and Chicago over on Disney Plus.
I don't want it. I'm
oh,
looking
by
for
the
Bad
way,
Batch. Where is this thing?
The Sports Emmys were last night, and that Nickelodeon NFL broadcast.
They win?
They won.
They should have won an Emmy.
It was great.
They
were
did.
Slamming guys in the end zone.
I
that was
didn't,
great.
I didn't mind it.
No, I liked it a lot. It was a good time.
Now, if we're going to be real about it, it's no different than what the NFL is about to do in going to Germany. It's oh,
yes,
it's for
is
the kids.
A lot different.
It's oh, it's for the kids.
The
and
game
why are
was
we
still played in the same stadium that the game would normally be played in.
But it's all a money grab.
Well, it's okay, but it's also, at least it's United States money grab. I don't mind that.
So
it's the kid, but it's just
so
for
TV
kids
TV Azteca, bad deal. Nickelodeon, it's okay.
This dude is hotter than a Peruvian puff pepper.
No, I don't care if they broadcast the games in Antarctica. I'm just saying don't play the games anywhere else.
No, what I'm saying is that the reason they did that Nickelodeon Dress It Up broadcast was money.
A younger demo, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, younger demo, but we want to pay you
money,
extra money to be able to put this version of your NFL game on this channel. And the NFL is like, thank you.
No, but broadcast the games everywhere. Go ahead. Bring in the, like wrestling. Bring in the Spanish announce table. Bring in the Chinese announce table. Bring in the Japanese announce table. I'm good with that.
The German announce table.
They do that at WrestleMania. It's the best when they, because it used to just be the old gag, the Spanish announce table would get broken every, they have 30 different languages.
The United Nations of announcers.
It's incredible.
It really is.
Give a great message to our Spanish-speaking listeners.
Thanks, Joe. So you could do that in the NFL. I have no problem with that. It's great.
I hadn't heard that one before. That's pretty good. I like that.
That's how you connect better with the German audience.
Yes, finally.
Well, and we are having, listen, when the NFL finally gets into Germany, there's going to be no bigger American talk show than us over there because of Scheim.
That's right.
We got the we get the German intel. Well, Radio Free
I'll
German.
Tell my family.
I'm a little German. I got a little German in there.
All right. Oh,
yeah. Do you really?
Oh, yeah, the mix. Oh, yeah. Irish, French, German.
Are you a Heinz 57?
Irish, oh, yeah.
That, like, all kinds of mixes?
No, it's like three or four things. It's not too crazy. Three or four things.
I used to have a football coach who would call people Jerobies. I don't know what it meant, but it sounded bad.
I feel like that could be derogatory.
I know. This is like Vic Lapkowitz in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania, 1986. I would always used to yell. So eventually I looked it up and I couldn't find anything. But yeah, he'd be like, you're so mixed, you're a Jerobe 58. I'm like, what does that mean? He's like, ah, one more than a Heinz 57. I'm like, well, what does that mean? He's like, ah, you're fat. Well, thanks,
yeah, okay,
coach.
Fine.
Thanks, Vic. Appreciate it. He's also the one who said, don't wear a ring when you're on the football field or you take your ring off in the handshake line, because if your finger gets hit and the ring, you get stoved and your finger could swell and you can't get the ring off and all that stuff. And Western Pennsylvania in the mid-80s was a weird place.
A lot of high school guys wearing rings?
Apparently so. Well, they're all marrying their cousins anyway, so what the hell? Exactly right.
Like, that wasn't really a problem in our high school.
Yeah.
Nobody had a ring on.
I mean,
me and Connie went down, got hitched this weekend, guys. I got to take my ring off before the game.
Didn't see it a lot.
Did you see the outfit that Ken Laird was wearing today?
I did not.
He looked like a bartender at a VFW in Western PA. He had on a bandana,
nice,
the way that you would wear it, like back in the day,
yeah,
underneath a football helmet, right?
Bandana season.
So he's walking around with a bandana, and he's got like a summer shirt,
okay,
short sleeve, but button down. So he's wearing a button down collared shirt. I made the joke that he takes the bandana off, and from 11 to 1, he's the DJ there too. After he's slinging like Bud Lights or IC lights at the
make it sex on the beach for John
Michael's VFW. Oh yeah,
I'll take one.
John would have got his ass kicked in a fire hall in Western Pennsylvania if he walked in and said like sex on the beach.
Yeah, that happened.
They'd be like, yeah, you're gonna be naked in the field in about 15 minutes.
Well,
so beat him up, strip him naked, and leave him there.
We got Bud and we got Bud. All right, I'll have a Bud.
Yep, that's right. IC light.
And then you don't know whether to tip him for the drink or the magic act that he did later.
My mother, oh, that's good. I like that. My mother once said to me, she was like, listen, you want to send me the best birthday present ever, kid?
Yeah.
Once you could like start to ship stuff, she's like, I want you to send me a case of IC light. It's like the hillbilly beer of Western PA. Oh, yeah. She had to be light because, you know, she's over 60 now. And is going to start watching her weight after drinking beer for 35 years.
We had a pub crawl senior year of college where they drop you off and you just hit all the pubs in Geneva, New York, which is just a real hotbed.
A rocking time.
And we assumed that all of the bars were sort of in on, you know, it's like senior week.
They
you thought
get it.
They'd be in on it. And so we were advertised that they all were going to have deals. So we walk into one bar, which in 4 years we'd never been to. We'd never even heard of this bar. We walk in there, real thin, super old lady behind the bar. She's the only bartender there, wearing sweatpants and a t-shirt.
That's about right.
And we go in there, we're like, all right, do you have any deals tonight? She looks at us. She has one tap. She goes, well, we got Labatt. I'm like, well, three Labatts. Like, let's begin. Like,
tall boys?
Like, no deal. No idea. Like, she had no idea she was even in a college town.
Right.
She's like, we got Labatt. All right. That's perfect, lady. Thank
you.
The
beer bucket is very popular.
Oh, beer bucket's great. Yeah. I love a beer bucket.
But you drink
had one of those the other night.
I had a beer bucket by myself doing the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Mayor of Easttown, all they drink is Rolling Rock and Yingling. So
I
made myself a homemade bucket.
So IC Light is the western side of PA.
Yep.
Yingling and Rolly is the Philly side of PA.
Yeah, so that's all they, the whole show,
both
that's
delicious.
All they drank. Oh, my God. It's a treat. It's just an absolute treat.
Yeah, the whole Rolling Rock 33 on there. You learn about that as well and all that whatnot. Mm-hmm.
It was one of the first beers I ever drank.
How do you like that?
There you go.
9 years old.
I would have thought.
I was actually 14. Thank you.
What is the big beer in Germany? It's like the big brand over there. Do they have one?
Oh, yeah.
I know they have like some of them here.
I want to go to an Oktoberfest over there so bad. And I know it's probably kind of very
touristy.
Because
there's like Goldschlager.
Well, Das Boot action.
Yeah, I have a Das Boot.
Do you?
Very hard to drink out of. You can fit about like 5.5 beers in it, but once you tip it, it comes flying out. That's tough.
I actually might have a photo here on my phone of they had the NASCAR version of the Das Boot at Pocono Speedway.
Except what is it?
I'll show you. It's a cowboy boot with a giant straw, but it was full of frozen margarita.
See, that would be that's nice. Too.
Awesome. Oh, it was delicious.
My family's favorite one, at least over here, is Warsteiner. I don't know if you've ever
heard of that. That is good. Yeah, that's good.
Here is Scheim, who's going to Warsteine with some trending.
Andy Gresh and Rich Keefe. This is Gresh and Keefe on EEI. Have you been watching the show today?
At twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Been tweeting the show?
At Gresh Keefe on Twitter.
Texting the show?
At 37937.
Well, now it's time to read only the positive messages.
From Twitch, Twitter, and the text line.
On Gresh and Keefe.
All right, you have the ability to connect with us. You can watch this show via Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. There is the Twitch chat. There is the text, 37937. And on Twitter, at Gresh Keefe is the show account. Get Rich at Keefe21. Get me at The Real Gresh, G-R-E-S-H. Scheim, what do we have?
Well, guys, people weren't thrilled about tonight's game. They were already telling us not to get too excited because from the 9-7-8 right off the bat, guys, book the tee time now. Neither one of these teams has beaten the Lightning anyway. They're just a juggernaut.
So I don't think that part of it's wrong. I think the Bruins can beat the Islanders 2 in a row. I do. But when you watch the Lightning or you watch the Avalanche or Vegas, it just feels like they're playing a little bit of a different sport. Like I feel like the Final Four could be kind of ugly. Whether it's Vegas or Colorado, they're probably going to beat Montreal in four. And the way Tampa's going, I don't think they're going to, especially if Carlo can't go. I mean, first of all, the Bruins would have to get there. Yeah, they're inferior to Tampa Bay.
Those people who said that, Scheim, I would say, oh, it'd be real terrible to be in the conference finals with a chance to go. So, yeah, that'd be brutal.
Aw, shucks, guys. David Ortiz immediately weighed in early in the show today. I know you guys will love this one. Tuukka Rask put his body on the line for the Bruins. He really Tuukka won for the team.
Oh,
of course. It's really turned into like a bit of a pun segment. I think puns are kind of...
No, it's just David Ortiz.
No, Sean's a sucker for a pun, though.
It's when we have light material.
Yeah.
Then we have to go to David Ortiz.
That's
already a tough one, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, from the 603, how are we not talking about the amazing Mario Kart Invitational last night?
Good point. It was a huge success. The first ever hashtag dork Mario Kart Invitational. Congratulations.
Maybe that was going to come up and you got something.
Yeah, I was going to bring it up and you got something.
That's okay.
I'll bring it up and you got something.
Yeah, Davey, we'll give more information.
Davey got the win, right?
Yes, he did.
Big market tease.
Yes, he did. We'll have more on that coming up.
Well, guys, as you know, I tend to do.
Stop. Come on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Come on.
You can't even let me get through this, Gresh. Without Sorry. Making fun of me.
You can't let yourself get through it sometimes.
Right. Well, to that point, okay. Actually, earlier you guys heard me in trending say Game Sith instead of Game 6. So that was great.
Sith.
So then Twitch chat decided to litter with Star Wars references
of course.
Rise of Darth Scheim. Have you ever heard the tragedy of Darth Scheimus the Wise?
Ooh.
Execute Order 66.
66.
And Think Be Fifth. And... Scheim has inspired me to take the rest of the day off, get some food, watch Revenge of the Sith, and take a nap before the game.
See, now
that's a great Wednesday.
All out for game six.
That is one you can blame on your lisp.
Yeah,
yes.
That one creeped up.
David Ortiz, no way. That one's
a tough thing to say.
Yes.
It is, of all the games to say, the game six. One, easy. Game two, game three, game four, game five, game six, tough.
Tough.
Sick. Tough.
I do enjoy listening to people who will do this show and try to say Twitch, Twitter, and text. It tickles
it's
me.
It's impossible.
It's pretty good.
I say Twitter, text, and Twitch.
T3, Rise of the Machines.
That works better.
That's it.
That's right.
Also from the Twitch chat, when Bradford was on with us earlier, I've not seen this Bradfo guy before. He looks like a used car finance manager.
Well, you know, somebody's going to get you in the car that you need.
But then good at rates. The same time, a lot of the Twitch chat had a lot of love for Bradford as well.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, Bradford was good.
Yeah, as they should. The midweek clubhouse he was great. Report. He's really like quadrupled down on that photo of Anderson sitting in the studio from being hung over like 4 years ago.
And they have quite a back and forth that they need to really kind of continue off the air, I think.
Yeah, they might need to work that one out in counseling.
Off the air.
Oh, you mean John getting shafted on his column?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we didn't need to
There's
bring
two
it back
sides
up.
To that. Yeah, we've already spent too much time on it.
Someone else.
One side to that.
Someone else that we might have been spending too much time on the last couple of days, and I'm actually shocked to be doing this again, at Dice Coda on Twitter. Well, we don't have to wear masks anymore. Unfortunately, we do all have to wear massive helmets, though, to keep Charles Xavier out of our thoughts.
It's true. If Magneto was out there walking around, we had the lady, the emergency madness today. If you get the vaccine, you maybe become magnetic. You might be able to stick forks and spoons to your
head. When has a vaccine actually worked?
I think all the vaccines.
I have a funny feeling that lady will probably be on the Greg Hill show tomorrow, breaking down all of the...
And Montez Sweat.
Yeah, and Montez Sweat, right. Yeah. Wiggy will be the one to bring up. Spoons metallic lady? Like, that'd be the good one. It should be done.
Tortilla.
Wow.
We've talked a lot about Tuukka Rask today, so I just wanted to give a shout-out to all the Tuukka haters on the text line. We see you, and be prepared to admit that you were wrong tomorrow.
Oh!
We'll accept all apologies via carrier pigeon or email.
We'll see. That's the one thing that...
Just wait till Game 7.
To quote my favorite childhood movie...
You need your goaltender to steal you a game.
Be prepared.
I love that the texters don't realize that we have the ability to see like everything they send all the time.
Yep,
so we could
the
like
time.
Check Correct. These people if we really wanted to.
Correct.
Not that we would.
No.
From the Twitch chat, Shime could probably fill a hot tub with his own sweat today with how hot it is outside.
Come on. It is hot. Like, what is it, 3-4 days in a row?
Yeah.
We're in a heat wave.
Yeah, but it's supposed to get real cool the end of the week.
We're in a real heat wave right now.
I actually had a nugget on this. I don't know if we got to 90.
We did have my keys to beat the heat. We had that
a while ago. Yeah. What was the one with the car door waving it back and forth?
Oh yeah, you kind of flap them like wings. So go out there before you start your car today. Get your passenger door and your driver's door. Flap them like wings.
How to make a homemade air conditioner?
Oh yeah.
So I don't
Sleep
know
in a wet bed.
I don't know if we could officially see if we've got to 90, but if Boston got to 90 today, it would tie the longest June heat wave on record at 5 days, set all the way back in 1925.
Wow.
That is
Could you
something.
Do me a favor, guys, in the other room? Could you look this up?
Thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, that is a hot one. I think it is 90
today. Go to my Weather Channel
app. I
wouldn't
be shocked. It's humid enough to be out there. But
I have a real feeling about that.
The high originally was supposed to be in the mid-80s, but...
How do you beat the heat,
From the 413 today, over under John poops himself half a times during the Bruins game tonight.
Oh, half a time?
Yeah, does it over under?
Over.
It doesn't happen to him when he's at home.
That's for Game 7.
Yeah. Oh, not a Game 6 thing.
Yeah, there's no Game 6 anxiety.
It's still elimination. It's an elimination game.
And Game 7 would be on a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
That would be two bottles of wine.
Yeah.
Drinking margarita out of a boot or something like that. That'd be a bottom mess.
Speaking of boots, Gresh, did you know, from the 860, drinking from a boot, here's a trick for beginners. Because you may spill it pretty often.
You easily spill it.
And if you spill it, you fill it. So the deal is to drink with the toe down. That way the air doesn't keep the beer in the toe and then splash all over you when we get down to the bottom of the glass.
No, I mean, I've seen Beer Fest. It's a great movie, and they try to teach you how to do it because that's what eliminated all of them. And you are supposed to turn it as you're drinking it. But what you don't realize is it's so much heavier than a standard glass. One, because it's an enormous boot, but also because you're basically drinking like six beers at once. So even if you're turning it, think about the mouth is so big, too.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be spilling down the side of your face. It's tough. It's a lot easier said than done.
Don't you ever want to just sit down and have seven beers?
Yeah, Peter, I do. Yeah, Peter, I do. It's called Wednesday night.
I actually have a boot at home that has my name etched onto it, which is really cool.
Really?
Yeah, but that's every kid.
It's a nice gift.
Every kid of German descent gets one of those, don't they? That, like, the... Automatically,
rite of passage
instead
to Germany.
Of the sweet 16,
instead of
they
a bar mitzvah, yeah. they give you one of those.
Instead of the doctor slapping you, they got that hidden away somewhere. Boom. And at 16 years old, you get to go get it and have your first beer out.
I also got a shot glass, so that was nice too.
Oh, very nice.
Collection. Yeah. From the 603. Speaking of drinking, what are we drinking tonight for the game, fellas? I'm going with a cooler full of Bud Light. Bruins are undefeated during Bud Light Cooler Night.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, I think you got to kind of, you might ease into it. A couple of nice
Brewdogs.
We going to go
bartender Keef, or are we going to go just Brewdog Keef tonight?
Vodka, gin, a little rum, tequila, triple sec.
I haven't thought that far ahead. I think I might just start beers. And then, but if it's an overtime game, all bets are off.
My kid graduates high school tomorrow. I have to go to a baccalaureate tonight between 7 and 9.
Bruins are on.
I'd hate to be Gresh.
7:30.
And they sent us all these instructions. Like, you got to dress in black.
Oh, so you're even worse. So you're complaining about the 7:30 start. So basically, you have to DVR it, watch it at 9:30 instead of 7:30. Yeah. So even with the commercials, I mean,
because our senior in high school will probably drive himself because he'll want to go hang out with friends.
Right.
The other one, at 16, he's not going to burn the house down, so he can be home for a little bit.
He doesn't have to go?
No. It's only parents
or guardians
or however they term it.
Students or the seniors.
I got the choice over the ex-husband, apparently. So.
Oh, well.
No, but my wife gets to deal with that tomorrow. No, but seriously, like, we might go out afterwards, so I might not catch that Bruins game till 11.
Ooh, boy.
Or we'll drink or whatever, and I'll have to go to sleep, wake up at 5 and watch it.
Final thing from T3 today, guys. We got a lot of mail carriers that listen to the show. Again, I don't want to mention his name, but Dice on Twitter says, time to remind you, leave a nice cold water for your mail carrier out there. It's hot. It's a hot one, boys.
I've gotten into this argument with Dice before.
Request denied.
My mail carrier may be different than what Dice does. He comes all different times. No idea when he's going to come. There's no consistency. And I don't care, but I'm just saying, if I'm going to put a bottle of water in the thing at 9 o'clock, do you know how hot it would be if he came at 3 o'clock?
Right.
It would burn his mouth.
Right.
How's that going to help him
at all? It doesn't.
Anyway.
And you're not putting a little box that would keep it cool or nothing like that.
Oh, yeah. I stick like an Arctic cooler out there next to it. Next thing I know, somebody else steals that.
No doubt.
Steals the water.
Then a bunch of transients in your neighborhood are standing on your front lawn.
That's all I need. It's like, hey, is this where you got the free waters? Like, no, it's for the mailman.
Then they're all chasing the mailman. I heard you got the water.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Now we just set them up to get chased by people.
I don't want
that. That'll do it for T3 today, boys.
There you go. We're running late. Let's get to, you got something next.
Andy Gresh and Rich Keefe. This is Gresh and Keefe.
Yeah, it's a no for me.
On EEI.
Time for a very abbreviated You Got Something, brought to you by Unified Office. If you run restaurants, you know that busy signals and placing customers on hold means lost revenue. Let Unified Office help you maximize sales at unifiedoffice.com. Keith, I know something big went down last night.
That's right. The first annual hashtag Dork Mario Kart Invitational took place last night. 10 drivers in all. And congratulations to Ryan Davey Eyeballs from the Dork Podcast. He was the winner. But a great job by both of our producers, Gresh. Sean finished second. John finished third.
Would
have been more fitting for John to be number two, but he was not.
Sean
was number two. Anderson was three. I wasn't last, so it was a win in that regard. So I will take it, but it was a ton of fun. And thanks to everybody who tuned in to Davey's Twitch chat. We had a bunch of people in there watching all night long and commenting. So a lot of fun, and I'm sure we'll do it again at some point. You got something.
I do. LeBron is changing his number. He originally said he's going to gift number 23 to Anthony Davis.
Right. What
for
nice
whatever
gift.
Reason.
Yeah, because I think that was part of the pitch when he told him to come there.
That's right.
Or something nonsense.
Well, now apparently he's going back to number 6 because it's also what he wears in the movie. When will the Dork Podcast be reviewing that movie? I'd like to know.
Won't do it. We will not do it. I will not watch Space Jam 2. I have no interest in it. And I watch a lot of movies.
Did you watch Space Jam 1?
Did I watch what?
Did you watch the...
Oh, of course I watched the first one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's Jordan. And it's Bugs Bunny. Pepe Le Pew was in it before he got canceled. So I like...
Wonder if Davey... Wonder if Ryan will be with you
He will
that.
Not watch it. Unless his daughters want to. And then well, I guess he kind of see? But I don't think that he will
Backtrack.
Watch it.
Backtrack. Your daughter says, Daddy, LeBron, awesome.
Not going to do it. She will not say that. Those words will never come out of her mouth. That's a promise right now. She won't say that.
Shime, you got something.
I got nothing tonight, guys. Just enjoy the Bruins game tonight.
And, go Bees.
Hopefully we can get a W. Good. And make sure to wager smartly tonight, you know?
That's right.
John, you got something?
Loki Episode 1 will report back tomorrow during this segment.
Good call. I'll do the same thing.
I can see Lou Maloney. He's waving to us. It's Hello. Weird. Looks like he's in a hotel down in Chatham or something like that.
Nice.
That's house number one for Lou. You and I are the paupers around here, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Hill's got a helicopter. Lou played in the bigs. Yeah. Christian, all that.
I got a Toyota Camry.
That's right. I got a pickup truck that I had to put air in one of the tires. I might have a nail in it. So if it blows out and I wipe out, see you later. You know what happened.
All right, go Bees.
Shime and John produced it. We'll be back with Bruins Recap tomorrow. OMF is next. We will see you at 10 a.m. Don't be late, people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.